Steve, I know you're a Mac Daddy Pro now from having gone to your first Macworld. Tell me a little bit about the experience of just going out to the event and coming back now that you've had a chance to hopefully catch up on sleep and everything else.
Well, I have to correct you. I am a newbie Mac guy. The local Jefferson City Mac Club, Applejack, three of the top guys in that group, go every year. They invited me along, and it's your mother made you take your cousin to baseball practice. They took me along, held my hand, and let me experience that. So this was my first time, didn't know what to expect. You know, 50,000 Mac fanatics descended on San Francisco, and it was a good experience. It was fun.
Well, I was there with you in spirit, at least, and following not only what you were writing on SMaze.com, but sites like Macworld and, iLounge and some of the others that were writing.
You probably saw more and knew more about what was going on by following it online than I did by being there.
Well, what I liked, I thought was cool. Where were you when you shot the little video clip of, what's his name? Did the little piano, A World Without Apple, or whatever it was?
New York Times technology columnist David Pogue was one of the people that attended. There was a group of Mac user groups from around the country. They all got together for an evening for a reception. And they had Wozniak. Mm-hmm. Is that Wozniak's first name? Yeah, Steve Wozniak was there. David Pogue came and did a couple of parody songs, and I happened to be close, so I just fired up the video and recorded that. And so that was at a big Mac users reception.
Well, the big event, I don't know if it's always been, but it certainly was last year, and this year the expectation hype was unbelievable, is Steve Jobs' keynote talk. So I understand you got to see that. I don't know that everybody did, but...
They didn't. After waiting almost 5 hours, I just barely got in. As my group sort of filtered through the door, Jobs had started speaking, and so they closed it off, and everybody else was going to overflow rooms to watch on video. I'm glad I did that once. I mean, at the risk of being sacrilegious, that's like seeing the Pope and waiting for hours in St. Peter's Square, and he's this tiny little speck up on the balcony. And so it was good to see this thing, but my guess is next time I'll probably wait and watch it on the Apple website. It was too cold and too dark for 5 hours waiting in line.
Well,
that'll get me in trouble with Mac lovers everywhere.
But looking at the other things that go on, I know there were like hundreds of companies represented there.
Oh my
actually.
God! Yeah.
You know what was it like in terms of just seeing new technology on display?
Well, you know, the big thing was from hardware was the new MacBook Air, and there was a tremendous amount of interest in that. I mean, people were standing in line for a long time just to get their hands on that. The exhibitors, I mean, there was every conceivable thing you could imagine. A huge amount, because this is the first Macworld since the iPhone came out.
Right.
So there was everything you could, every kind of gadget and accessory and doodad for the iPhone and the iPod. I mean, you couldn't see it all. So there was a lot of that kind of stuff, and all the big companies, of course, the big software companies there.
Well, what caused you to drool the most, if anything?
You know, probably the MacBook Air. And even though I'm not going to run out and buy one of those, that was a pretty sexy piece of hardware. And
yeah, how would you describe it? Did you get your hands on it?
I did, finally, after it took me the second day before I could get close enough to touch it. It was pretty amazing. And again, you can watch the videos on the Apple site if I were a road warrior and traveled as much as you did, you know, that might be the next thing I saw. The one thing that you should try to see when these things are in the Apple stores, the touchpad. You know, on the iPhone, how you can do all these cool things with multi-touch? Well, they've put that technology into the touchpad on these new MacBook Airs. So you can rotate images and resize images by using the pinch and the touch. And people who haven't played with an iPhone won't know what we're talking about here. But the people who have will. But when you can go to an Apple store somewhere in a, whatever it is, a month or two, and look at one of these, that's pretty amazing technology. So I think you're going to see that in all future.
Speaking of that, that particular product, some of the criticism that's been out already, and there's been plenty written about it, is it does have a pretty small hard drive. It doesn't have a removable battery, so you can't like take an extra battery with you. But from my take on it, you know, if I've got, I travel with an extra hard drive, a little one of those little tiny pocket ones. It's got like 150 gig on it. I'm sure I could plug that in as if I need
Chuck,
to store stuff.
And, you know, I'll tell you what I think about that. I remember when the iPod came out and people said, well, why would I pay that much for that? I can go down to Target and buy me a little MP3 player for nothing. We know what happened with the iPod.
Yeah.
When the iPhone came out, people were poo-pooing that. Oh, there was all kinds of things wrong with it. It's the wrong, it doesn't have 3G, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. They sold 4 million iPhones in 200 days. Have you ever met anybody with an iPhone that doesn't love it?
I haven't yet. Have one, actually.
So, and you got to know, I mean, they've been working on this MacBook Air for 2 years. They've thought of, the Apple people have thought of every possible criticism that anybody could have. They have. They've thought of that. I think this is just normal. People are gonna critique it. I think it's going to sell well. And anyway, that was sort of the big thing for me. And, you know, if you're an Apple fan, I think you ought to make that pilgrimage to Mecca one time at least.
So you had the sort of like trade show thing. You had the keynote. You had, like, say, the user meetup.
Yep.
Were there any other elements of it? Like, because I've never been to one. I mean, do you have educational? Do they teach you, do training on how to use their products?
They do. There were a lot of workshops and seminars and things, and you could sign up for those. And there was a big podcasting element. There was a kind of a podcasting theater where a lot of podcasters were doing their shows. And yeah, I mean, it's your typical sort of big conference thing. I mean, this is where the Mac faithful gather to hear Jobs do his thing. And it was good. I mean, I'm glad I went, but I mean, you know.
Would you go back?
I don't know, you know. I like a smaller venue than that, personally. But it was good to
see
it.
Well, you've been to GnomeDex, which I have not been to. And
that's a different kind of conference. Only 300 people go to that. But I got to believe, Chuck, all this is, I can't imagine your Zenfo. Tell me again, it's Zenfo. Zimcast. We're doing a Zimcast here.
We could use it on there. I'm going to just post this on zimcom.biz.
But. Okay. All right. Well, you might find some Mac users out there who, you know, who would. I'll probably be in trouble with the truly Mac fanboy for saying I might not go back, but it was fun.
I would say, just to be sacrilegious, that, you know, I've got a MacBook Pro too, and I probably don't take advantage of using it the way it's, the software that comes with it is structured in terms of how iPhoto, you store photos. I don't use iPhoto. I manually store stuff. I kind of use it in a similar way that I used my PC before, but it's a lot more fun to do, and that's kind of what I like about it. So that might be sacrilegious, too.
Well, you know, in conclusion, I would say one of the nice things about this conference was you knew everybody there. I mean, I didn't see anybody really carrying anything except, you know, a MacBook. Everybody there was a big fan of this company. There was a great sense of community that you don't see, for instance, at a lot of computer shows. I mean, not everybody at these shows have something in common. Everybody that goes to Macworld is a big Mac fan, or they probably wouldn't be there. So that was kind of fun. I mean, there was you knew you were among like-minded people. Everybody who was there had drank the Kool-Aid. They had great Kool-Aid around their lips. So.
Well, we're drinking coffee right now. In case anybody wonders what's that noise in the background, this is Coffee Zone, which in Jefferson City, Missouri, is the place to go if you want to get coffee in the morning. Tashir would
yeah, you're going to make him buy you a cup of coffee.
We're going to have to. He should buy me one. Well, all right, Steve, thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your Macworld perspective.